add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We're running the gamut, spanning the spectrum, from extreme spaces to top tools.
The talented and charismatic designer Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition is taking a break from that ABC hit to update us on his extreme door project.
Our favorite professional snob, the tool snob that is, Doug Mahoney, is talking everything from Sanders to breaker bars.
And we're ready to give away the $700 High Tools Special Spring Cleaning Prize Pack.
So grab your idea book, open your toolbox, and get all your sitting done now.
You've just entered the DIY Inspiration Zone, and we aren't responsible for all the DIY that's about to get D-U-N.
It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
It's an inconsequential job I work.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my Fix It Up wife, Teresa. Hi, baby.
Hi, and I'd like to...
What's up?
You're wearing your My Fix It Up Life shirt today.
Bring it.
Well, you know, I think that's kind of nice because you've been wearing it a lot lately because we just got back from Vegas.
Yes, from the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Yes.
Which was super fun.
K-Biz for the industry pros out there. And they have all the latest and greatest, the hottest new products. Toilets that when you walk up to them, they open and you walk away, they shut. There's like music they play.
There's bidet features.
Light shows inside your toilet you can get now.
Kohler.
Not just from one company, but from more than one.
Yeah,
Toto,
that's right.
And Kohler, I saw.
Yeah, Kohler's actually blows warm air on your feet because God knows.
Oh, when you're standing in
it's
front.
It's freezing.
When you're standing in front of the toilet as a man.
Or sitting there, either way.
Piggy toes get all warm and toasty.
I mean, it's so freezing in the My Fix It Up Life HQ. I don't know what to say. I need that.
I
need it. It's
you need
a necessity.
The light show, too?
Yeah. I need the whole thing to change colors.
Well, I'm excited, too. We were just playing Eric Stromer.
Yes, who we hung out with.
Who we were with last week. He was doing a lot of booth babing at the Marilat booth.
He was rocking it out. He was great.
And he is a booth babe, I have to say, too. He's very attractive.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. And nobody, none of the other guys there were jealous of him or anything.
Not at all.
He's about 7 feet tall,
no.
Broad shoulders, surfer. He looks the part, and he does it. He surfs a longboard, and he sits on it with a paddle. Now, I've seen this, like, for 2 seconds. I don't really know what it is. But he's like, oh, yeah, I was totally out in Maui.
Well, it's
just
like Carl
Chamblee.
You know him from DIY Network.
Wasted Spaces.
Wasted Spices. He's a movie star in Australia as well. And he's a an animal rescuer.
Right.
And all kinds of other things. But we just learned last week that he teaches the Japanese version of Kung Fu.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never heard of the style before, but he's an
instructor.
Not only
does he do that martial arts, he actually instructs it. But we also got to meet Sonny Anderson from the Food Network.
So I punched him when he wasn't looking.
And we got to hang out with Marielle Hemingway.
That was awesome.
And we also got to talk with Monica Peterson from HGTV, you know, from The Dream Home and The Green Home and other shows, too.
Bang for
your
buck.
It was a lovely time.
Oh, yeah. It was fabulous.
And we're going back next week.
Yes, we are.
The National Hardware Show, where we will not only be doing our shows, but we're going to be you streaming our shows, too.
You too, can watch our show.
And you can watch right now if you go to ustream.tv and you search for My Fix It Up Life, or if you go to our Facebook page, My Fix It Up Life, and you can click on the left-hand side, it says Ustream. You can watch right now if you have a Facebook or your Twitter account. You can log in and you can comment.
Yeah, and we would love to hear from you.
You can check out Mark's handsome shirt.
We're interactive.
We are interactive, and today we are interacting with the tool snob, Doug Mahoney.
Great guy. He's a fan of two things. We might not talk about it, but whenever you're talking with Doug, you're never more than a minute or two away from, one, a trebuchet, two, an angle grinder.
Okay. Well, and we were going to be delighted to have Jillian Harris from Extreme Makeover Home Edition on, but you know what? We found out early this morning that she booked a flight to go visit her mom, and the flight, she had thought that it worked out with the interview, the live interview today, but it just so happens it didn't work out because of the time zones and everything like that. So instead of that, we'll be bringing you Jillian Harris later on this summer, but we're going to have Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, who we were with last week on today's show.
Yeah, who we slide tackled in the hallway of the Las Vegas Convention Center.
I did not slide tackle him.
Sanders, sit down. Hey, you know what? No, no, no. This is important.
Okay.
He's got an aptronym.
Okay.
An aptronym is a name like if you are a carpenter and your name is Joe Carpenter.
I understand.
You have
He's
an
a
aptronym.
Sander. He's a woodworker. He's
Ed
a Sander.
Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
How about
and
that?
We're going to give away the Hyde Tools prize pack, $700 value, and announce a new cool prize that's available up for grabs right now on our website. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd standing in my field, but in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a wiffle ball clear across the street,
real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixituplife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
And boom, you're in it.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life, and that is the My Fix It Up Life song by Tim Williams, timwilliams.com. You can go to iTunes and purchase that song for 99 cents.
Yes, you can, and you will like that song for the rest of your life.
He is
it's
a handsome boy, too.
You know, I'm starting to get a little jealous. He's also coming with us.
Well, I'm very lucky, I have to say, as a girl, that I get to hang out with such handsome people. Including
obviously.
Including you, darling. Starring you. He's leaving the studio. He actually took his headphones off, and he's gone. That's okay, darling.
Including.
I'll just invite Tim over to do the show with me.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
And you know what? He is doing the show with us next week in Vegas, too. He is going to be performing live and helping us do a little producing action.
Yeah, the guy's going to rock it out there.
Yeah, in Vegas, baby.
So if you're in Las Vegas, come check us out, meet Tim, hear some great songs.
And if you're not in Vegas, go to Ustream on Facebook and check us out.
Watch it happen.
Watch
real
it happen
time.
Live. But we are inside Mark's favorite segment.
My Fix It Up Life. You're inside
Fix
our whole show.
Fix It Up Finds.
Yes.
Fix It Up Finds. And I want to get started today. Can I go first?
Notice this pause. You always go first, and you usually go for the entire segment. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Why don't we alternate? I'll go one.
Oh, yeah,
and you
that's
go
always
one.
The play.
Okay. So, my first one is it's for the ladies out there.
Yeah, I'll see you in 9 minutes.
It's a wedding invitation that actually is a record player. Okay, so I saw this Design Sponge sent this out, you know, recently, that this couple, Mike and Karen, they wanted to make a creative wedding invitation. So they both work in music, so they wrote their own song for their wedding.
Okay.
And then they had the invitation made so that you, it's like some kind of like you have to fold some things inside the invitation. There's a video of it. If you go to designspongeonline.com.
It's a record player origami.
And search for paper record player. And yes, and it actually plays the song. It's totally made out of paper. Awesome,
fantastic.
Right?
Talk about doing it yourself.
Doing it yourself and like.
Total creativity.
I know. Wow, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go second.
Oh, hey. This is a big show in as much as I'm in
the
segment.
All of your pouting is going to take up your time. I'm not fix it up fine today is my husband pouting.
My fix it up fine today is hay fever.
Hey, I'm going to go second if you're not going to take it.
The Clydesdale, which you can find at the-clydesdale.com, is an innovative job site workstation.
Okay.
It's hard to paint the word picture here, but it's basically two aluminum frames with a bunch of squares and rectangles in it. And what those are for is they're pockets to receive 2x4, 2x6, 2x8. You have two of them. And what they've done is they have pretty ingeniously configured it such that if you move the 2x's around, you can make, and I'm not kidding, they have a video on their website, work table with storage, sawhorses, truck bed extender, staging platform. Picnic table. And there's at least one more on there.
Really?
Oh yeah, ramps.
And what's the website?
You can do ramps. So if you need to bring a riding tractor, an ATV, something heavy in the back of your truck, you can make ramps and just ride the thing right up.
Why do I feel like you're doing one of those infomercials? You know, you can chop
and if you
it.
You can buy one now. You get 75 more for free. Just pay shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling is $1 million.
Shipping and processing is $1 million.
This product costs $1, but shipping and handling, and we'll refund the cost of the product, but not shipping and handling.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, send it back.
So that's pretty cool. And it's Clydesdale?
The-Clydesdale.com.
Okay, so I want to give some props out to Charles and Hudson, Timothy Dahl, because I saw this cute thing on their website. Sawhorses that we build them out of 2x4s. They're pretty down and dirty. They're easy to make, and they're wonderful to use.
Park a dump truck on them.
Sort of. Probably. But he actually posted gold sawhorses. He made these what we would consider to be like the workhorse sawhorse that we use.
Yep.
And he painted them gold. And it's just like, I've never seen sawhorses that beautiful or like strange, or I'm not sure how I feel about it.
A good set of sawhorses is worth its weight in gold.
Maybe that's what he was trying to say. Yeah.
CharlesandHudson.com.
Can I go again? I want to go four. I went three. I went one. I went three. I want to go four. I'm good for.
I don't even know what's happening.
So the Yokohama-based Level Architects, they made this house with a slide.
It's
a three-story. Maybe everyone else has it. It's a three-story house that has a continuous slide around the perimeter. It also has stairs too, like three-story interior slide going around the perimeter of your house.
That's how you get down.
And for all of like the pros that are listening who have gone to the part where they're like, so how do they do windows in their house? Because that's where I was like, that's awesome. I want to go visit them. But if you live there, how do you get light? Well, they did vertical openings in their roof. And they have a central courtyard, too, which is pretty cool. So you can go to designboom.com and search for it. It's Level Architects House with a Slide.
Well, that's fabulous.
It's pretty fabulous.
That's
we have
fabulous.
Time for one more.
Yes, and I have no transition to it, so I'll just say it.
Uh-huh.
This is called U, the letter U, like as in Ustream.
Yes.
Yeah.
As in upset? As in underwear?
As in up.
For all the parents out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
Sesame Street?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Ustripeit.com. And it's a tool used to lay out your wall so that you can paint stripes and repeating patterns.
Ooh, I want this.
And it looks very cool. It looks very simple to use. And the only way I can describe it is, in a very small metaphor, if you've ever seen sailors' charts where they have a little device that sort of opens up so you can plot parallel tracks on your chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cartographer's tool except huge.
Okay.
So you put it on the wall, then you I'm being adjusted.
Yeah, you keep moving from your microphone to like give me hand motions of what you're talking
about. Hey, look, this is the way it goes.
And this is radio, so I'm trying to nudge you back without like saying nudge you
back.
Blew
my thought out of the water. Anyway, this thing looks totally cool.
Uh-huh.
And the paint stripes that they do with it are just pretty amazing.
Well, I want this because Lexi, our 9-year-old, almost 10-year-old, wants to have stripes on her wall in her room.
This is the way to do
it. And she's been asking for years. So we have to take a break, darling.
Yes. And we'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Pretty face looking back at me. It might be not a conversation piece. It might be everything that I can't be, but I'd like to wait and see.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and you know, it's kind of a good Fix It Up weekend, I'd say.
Oh yeah, the weather's going to be great. We're actually doing some Fix It Up projects for, of all things, QVC.
Yes, that's very true. You're going to be representing.
I'm going to be representing on there. And
with Robin Hartle, too. You might know her. Well, she's also representing in the same hour that you're going to be
same,
on.
Same hour. We're actually not
doing the same product.
Not doing the same products. We're not. I don't even know if we're going to be next to each other.
But you were with each other for, you know, figuring out all of the stuff that you'll be doing
totally.
On the show. And
yep.
She'll be on the same day as you. And you might know her from Home Time with Dean Johnson from years back.
Yes.
Yes.
And
she's done, like, a lot of different infomercials over the years, too.
Oh, yeah. She's all over the place.
She did Little Giant, didn't she?
And she does some super popular Works, W-O-R-X, products.
Yes. A lot of landscaping products.
Yeah, she's on QVC quite a bit.
And she's lovely.
She's a nice person.
She's from Minnesota, too.
Super fun to hang out with.
Okay.
But, we're doing some QVC, and the Fix It Up projects around our place is building the sets.
Building the sets that are going to be on the show. So Mark not only just goes on QVC to talk about how awesome the product is, and what's the product?
It is the Works Sonic Tool, so it's an oscillating tool, and it is a reworked jaw horse, which is one of...
A reworked jaw horse?
Yeah, which is one of...
I haven't seen it yet.
...our guest's favorite
tools. Oh, let's have him on. Is he on the line right now? Doug, are you there?
Hello.
Come talk to us.
Hi, Doug, from Tool Snob. How are you, darling?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. I'm glad that you are chatting with us today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Because I'm sitting with my husband, Tool Expert. And I get to talk on the phone with a Tool Expert. So I'm like in a Tool Expert sandwich right now.
I'm just saying it now. Doug is one of the best in the business.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. You owe me $20.
Okay, so check the
now,
mail.
Did you know about the reworked jaw horse?
No, I've never heard that. This is the first I've heard of it. What's the scoop on it?
It is...
can you talk about it yet?
I can talk about it a little, yeah.
Okay.
But it's reworked for QVC listeners.
Works, huh?
So it is... The thing's bulletproof. I've seen it. And they've sort of designed a couple of different things and made some improvements.
Really? So it's not going to be available everywhere, just the QVC?
I think so. Really? I could have that wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's reworked for QVC.
So you'll have to go to myfixitoplife.com, our Facebook page, and check out when Mark will be on. I'll post it. And so you'll have to check it out there. So you're forced to watch Mark talk about it on television.
Nothing better than that.
So if you want to know about this cool tool, you'll have to watch Mark.
But Doug didn't call to listen to us talk about ourselves.
No, probably
or
not.
Did you?
Not exactly, but it's no problem.
Now, Doug is from toolsnob.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at toolsnob. And I want to know what cool tools you have been checking out lately while we have been out looking at kitchen and bath products.
Well, you know, there's actually a lot of really cool stuff right now. The one thing that's actually, I mean, it's a little bit esoteric. Mark will be pretty dialed into this, but it's the new Lennox Speed Slot Hole Saw. Which, as I'm sure Mark knows, the most difficult part about using any hole saw is getting the plug out.
never made me swear or burn my hands ever. Not one time.
Right. You jam your screwdriver in it. You're pounding on the handle. So what Lennox has done is their slot kind of goes up the side of the hole saw at a 45-degree angle, and they've given these little fulcrum points. So you can just kind of pop a screwdriver in, give it a pry, pop a screwdriver in, give it a pry, and then the thing just pops out. It takes like 2 seconds.
Oh, that's awesome. So if you're drilling through a solid wood door to do a lock set, you can get the plug of oak or maple or whatever it is out of the drill bit.
Right, with no problem at all. And they're also, they're designed so they're extra deep, so there's always going to be a gap underneath between the plug and the bottom of the saw.
If anybody, you know why I love talking to you? Because it's just validation that while we may be the only two in the world, at least one of us isn't alone.
I could talk about
this for another hour.
Yes. Right. The amount of detail that you guys go into, you know, is just incredible. And, you know, your wife is very lucky to have you around, too, I have to say.
How is Mrs. Tool Snob?
She's doing great. She's out with Tool Snob Jr. right now. They went out to go visit a farm.
Oh,
sweet.
Now, does Tool Snob Jr. have tool belts, too?
He doesn't. He has a little toolkit, and whenever he sees me working on something, he grabs his toolkit and runs over and starts pulling out his little tools and stuff.
Oh, I know what we can send Liam for a present now.
Yes.
All right, because our son has two tool belts, too. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
And he has the Handy Manny tools that we put in it, so,
They're a little blunt. But
they have faces on them.
Yeah, and they and they horrify me.
Well, like the hammer, the Handy Manny hammer has eyeballs on it. So, like, my thing is that so that he can see the nail, like the, you know, when he's hammering, that he can really get a good angle on it. So the hammer has eyeballs.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's laser.
Anyway, so what else can you talk about in real actual tools and not the Handy Manny kind?
Well, Porter Cable actually has just come out with their oscillating tool. You know, pretty much everybody's kind of coming out with their oscillating tool now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Porter Cable one is different because they've kind of got this great quick change system, because most of them, they just have this little Allen key to swap out the accessories, the blades, the sanding pads, or whatever. And the fine version has a quick change system, but it's sort of it takes a couple steps. But this one, it's just this sort of this little clamp where you kind of separate the chuck, and then you just slide the piece in. So I think it's kind of a big deal, because all the other companies have all just kind of come out with the same, you know, with the same old thing. But this is definitely a different take, and it really speeds things up quite a bit, because it's a tool that you can grind with it, you can sand with it, you can cut with it. So you're constantly swapping out these accessories.
And you use this kind of tool quite a bit, don't you?
I do, yeah. We've talked about this before. I'm a pretty big fan of the oscillating tool.
Very cool.
Right. I should be in like a support group for it.
That's kind of cool. You could found that. I mean, like, there's a group for everything, I think.
There'd be two people in it again.
There'd be the two of you.
Yeah, right.
You guys would have a lot of fun. Like, your meetings would be, like, drinking beer and talking about tools.
No.
The support group would be, like, you have to talk about everything else besides that particular kind of tool. Mm-hmm. That'd be therapy.
We could do it. We've got a lot of catching up to do.
You'd talk about the jaw horse the whole time.
Yeah. Well, we'd keep the six-pack wedged in the jaw horse jaw so that it stayed above the ground.
We literally did that when we did a live show once. We put our speaker and put it in. We set it locked in. It clamped it in a jaw horse, so yeah,
you can do just about anything with that tool.
Very cool. So what are you working on at your house? I want to know.
I am working on a big shelving project. I'm sort of building a library in one room, converting it to sort of a library, and it's kind of have a little desk area, a little writing area.
Now, is that for you?
It is for me. Yeah. And it's a nice segue into another very cool tool.
Oh.
Which is the DeWalt track saw, their portable panel saw.
Okay.
Because, as Mark knows, if you're doing a renovation in a house, you can bring all your tools in the house and kind of set up a mini shop in one of the rooms, except for your table saw, which sits outside in the rain in the driveway.
Yeah.
But the panel saw, the track saw, it gives a lot of that table saw functionality, and all you need is just a room for a sheet of plywood, so just the 4x8. And then you clamp your track down. You can make a nice straight rip cut.
Now, is that your favorite track saw?
There's this one. I've actually never used the Festool.
Okay.
Festool invented it.
Okay.
They did. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think DeWalt's really the only other one out there. There might be one, you know, a couple smaller companies, but
because Kaylin McCabe was singing the praises of using a track saw when we met her a few months back, because, you know, as girls, we're not built exactly for, you know, all the muscular stuff that you boys can do. So I've been thinking that I might want to go that way.
Well, they're ideal too for for cutting sheet goods like MDF and stuff that no matter how far your table
stretches
to one side of the blade, it's not designed for cutting a giant sheet.
Unless you have
a
shop, like a real shop table saw, not a portable one.
You don't have to fuss with an outfeed table. You don't need, you know, one person on the receiving end. You just, you know, clamp the track on and just make the cut. So,
and what
that's
actually
been a big help for all the, you know, all the cabinets I'm building. So.
Oh, you're building cabinets, too? I hate you now.
Yeah, some cabinets.
Yeah, raised panel, cope and stick, all that stuff?
Not really. A little more rustic than that. But.
Okay, I can like you again.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you're building a library. That is something that I don't hear of very often. Most people are like, you know, media room and all of that. Or an outdoor room. Those are like the big ones people talk about.
Well, one of the things that makes Doug's work at toolsnob.com so interesting to read is he's phenomenally literate.
Well, and he's musing beyond amusing.
Yeah. One of the few people who makes tool writing funny.
Yes. What was it? What was it that opened up wine bottles that you wrote about? It was a tool that's available only in Europe.
Oh yeah, it's like a little attachment. I think it's a Bosch tool. It's just it's a corkscrew that attaches to their little 4-volt screwdriver.
Oh my goodness! So we're gonna have to pour a glass of something, and we're going to break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more.
My Fix It Up Life. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
The daylight fades on the park we swear.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and I'm sitting next to my handsome husband, Mark, and another handsome man.
And look, you can't flirt with me in front of your own man.
Old
man, there it is.
Jeez. Ed Sanders from Extreme Makeover Home Edition will be leaving us now.
And he is handsome in, I want to say handsome in figure, but that's kind of like a girly way to describe a man.
What?
Handsome in what?
Handsome to look at and handsome to listen to.
Oh, your voice. Yeah, that's just.
Wow, thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, you and I sound alike,
and
so
never,
I know.
We're like twins,
me
and you.
Yeah, almost the same.
You've never met Ed. He smells fantastic, too.
Wow, really?
Yes.
So every time I come to see you guys, you're so full of compliments.
It's deserving. It's absolutely
You're an
deserving.
Awfully nice guy, and if we could recreate the fun we were having while we were getting ready to come into this segment, it's like some of the most fun I've had at the show yet.
Well, yeah.
Oh, and always.
You only got here an hour ago.
Well, we got here when we sat down. So it's the first thing that happened.
The first thing that's happened to us.
No, I'm your first guest.
Yeah. I haven't even had a bad sandwich yet at the trade show
place. The Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and we're enjoying all of the beautiful products here. And I want to know, what have you seen? What have you liked?
Or have you?
What has struck you?
When it comes to good stuff, I'm anal about it, right? I'm working with the Craftmate guys, and they've just come out with this new hinge. To most people, it's just a hinge that opens a door.
Yeah, but you know...
It's this fantastic-looking, futuristic arm that comes out, and it lifts up, and it closes like... I look at things like that. Most people go,
Oh, it's a hinge door.
Did you tear up a little?
Yeah. I did get a little bit emotional.
Yeah.
And luckily it was at 9:30 this morning before the crowds came in. But
did
I was.
You, did you have to have someone hold your hand a little?
Well, for the one person in the world who doesn't know, this speaks to the true, honest-to-goodness woodworker.
Yes.
That the only a woodworker, someone who makes cabinets, perhaps doors, is going to get a feel that in their bones. I don't know what you're reacting to, my friend. I don't know. Hey, is
I'm
it something I said?
Anything.
Over the last 3 years.
You're doing it to yourself.
Over these last 3 years of being interviewed by you two, I've built 20 doors now. We've got...
Yeah, we're on it. Even
22.
Jessica's laughing back here.
There's 18 more doors to build. I promise the next... Are you guys in Chicago next year?
That's halfway done.
Sure. Why not?
Then yeah, I'll we'll go probably there. Have 5 more doors built. My wife is so happy with me. It's not even
now,
funny.
Is the bathroom door in yet? Okay. So she's happy with
See?
Her,
I didn't do anything.
She could be ecstatic with you.
My wife says to me...
Do they have the whisper hinges on them?
No.
They're so quiet, it's like they're not even
now,
there.
He's rebuilding all of them now to incorporate that hinge.
My wife keeps saying to me, when you build another door, why don't you build one that's an important one, like one of the bathrooms? You've done
See?
The closets. You've done the laundry room
oh,
door.
Oh, Lord, no. You She's did the closets the- before the bathroom? You're such a boy.
Are you going in progression through the house, like this one, then that one, then this one?
Mark, I would love to say yes. I don't know what the method to my madness is. It's just I go to the wood shop after I've been working at the house. I'll build another door while I'm here. A couple of days, another door's done.
Right.
It's just not the important doors.
Okay.
That's all
Sorry.
Right. Ed Sanders operating at a massively high level of ADD, everybody.
So, you guys were recently on, or are you still on hiatus?
We're still on hiatus.
Okay.
We're actually in chats now with the network to come back for season 9.
Okay.
So, I've seen a few of our producers walking around scouting new companies. We're still going to be teamed up with Cola, Craft Made, some of our lifers that have been on since show 1.
Mm-hmm.
If we get season 9, during the season, we will hit 200th episode, our 200th family.
Oh, my.
It's amazing. We never thought it would last this long, even during a recession.
Yeah.
Right.
We're
blown away by how long our show's gone for. And it's a credit to America because they're the ones that give us the free product every week.
Sure.
All of America. Mom and pop companies,
yeah.
Big companies.
And the builders that take 3 months out of their, you know, to out of their business. They're not paid for
they're
what
not paid.
Doing.
I think
all
you
of the
touched,
volunteers.
You touched on a good point, and not a lot of people know this, but... Everything is donated. Everything, nothing's paid for.
Labor,
materials, product, everything is donated by Americans giving us stuff. God bless them.
And what's telling about the way you entered that subject was you didn't say 200th house.
Right.
So 200th family.
Yeah.
So the house is important. The cabinets are important.
Yeah.
The fans are important. It's all important. But at the end of it all, it's the people who live there.
The
which
families.
Which tells a lot about you.
The families are... I always say, I don't know if I've told you guys, but the show works for 4 reasons. A good builder, great family, amazing volunteers, and outstanding companies. You take away one of those things, we don't have a show. And a lot of the companies that give us stuff for these beautiful families, if they're lucky, they'll get a 2-second logo shot. While I'm talking on camera, there might be a sticker on a cupboard behind me.
Right.
They could get more for their money doing other things with their money for their time, but they choose to give it to us for a tiny little logo, and it just speaks volumes about some of the companies here.
Well, and we're blown away, too, because we learned from Diane Corman that people stay late at CraftMade, and they volunteer their time to make those cabinets at the company. So they're not getting paid to work on those, and they leave little messages in the cabinets. For
yep.
Now, do other companies do that kind of thing, too?
Our two big ones that sponsor that have been since the beginning are Cola and CraftMade. I know the guys at CraftMade, that's that same story.
Mm-hmm.
They have 2 weeks to build a whole set of house cabinetry, kitchen,
right,
bathrooms,
yeah.
Mudroom, family center, everything. 2 weeks.
Wow.
And these guys, like you said, they stay late and they work. And when we're in their communities, if we're over where their plants are, those same guys that built the cabinets will then come out and help install them. And there's no breaks. Some of the funniest stuff that happens is...
middle of a recession, people are losing their jobs. We'll have people show up to our site that have taken a week off, the 1 week they get off a year, they'll take a week off and come and volunteer for us. And I look at these people and I'm like, you could have gone anywhere for your week's holiday. You're here cleaning out porta potty toilets for us. Why? And they just want to give
back.
Well,
you know, we've only had the opportunity to be on set once at an Extreme Makeover Home Edition build.
You had the gall to not be there.
Outrageous.
You didn't know we were showing up? Is that why you left? No. So we had the opportunity to be there, and the energy, and it's 24 hours a day, and it's, the build is what? Is it 4 days, 5 days?
We don't give the builder enough credit. We say 7 days.
It's not seven
it's not
days.
Seven.
No, it's 106 hours, four and a half days to have a house from as soon as we demo to as soon as they give Ty the keys, four and a half days.
Amazing.
106 hours.
It's absolutely
amazing. And it happens. It's real. It's I talk about reality TV.
Yeah. There's no camera trickery. I mean, we've had city inspectors make us pull walls down because they weren't right.
Somebody asked me about that. And you got the answer right here. He said, and it's an editor from Fine Home Building, a guy named Justin Fink, who knows his stuff, said, well, how do they do it? Well,
we have...
Are there guys there, like, does the city send people around the clock?
No one does more than eight-hour shifts. Electricians, plumbers, no one. The city will send four to five inspectors at a time. They'll do 8 hours, they'll go home, and then another four inspectors.
They're on the whole time.
They're on the whole time.
So they're not like every other inspector goes, he looks at your deck footing holes, and he leaves.
If they leave, let's just say the concrete's been poured. If they leave for 4 hours and they come back, the house is built and shingled. So it's like, we've got to be there. So they're walking around the whole time. If something's not right, take it down.
And they pull it down. Oh, you've just got to...
But a lot of the city inspectors love the show. They want the family to have a great home.
Right.
And I think, from my knowledge, the biggest callbacks we have, the builder stays on for 1 year on every home. The biggest callbacks the builder gets are little settlement cracks above a door or a window.
Oh. Right.
That's all we get. Everything is built to the toughest standards of each city.
Well, we looked very closely when we were there. I mean, we looked very closely.
How close? How close were you looking?
There were mountains in each room of Durabond 20, 45, and 90 fast-setting joint compounds.
Yep.
That stuff's hard to put on if you know what you're doing. There's an army of guys in there, so we're at drywall stage.
Uh-huh.
I looked down every wall. I looked as far across the ceilings. It was dead flat.
Yep. And he's not
They're
just saying
putting
that
it on like
he's
lightning.
Talking to you.
I would tell you.
Yep.
He would tell you.
It's funny you say that about drywall. I remember one show, I was sat outside for my lunch break watching stuff happening. I had an hour lunch. I saw 120 sheets of drywall show up, 4x12 sheets. 80 drywallers came in. They picked up 80 sheets, one each guy, still 40 left outside. 80 guys walked into the house, cut, nail, four nails to hold the board on.
Right.
40 went back out, picked up the other 40 boards. 120 sheets went into one house in less than an hour. Done.
That's how fast I drywall. What do you want to know?
It's unbelievable.
That's how I do it.
But we just have a couple minutes left. I want to know, what else are you doing in your life at Sanders?
Well, a lot of stuff's happening. I've been doing TV all my life, since I was 6 years old, acting, hosting. Lucky enough to be doing design and building furniture since I was 16. Me and my buddies had a production company in London, and we've just started it back up again. You know, we kind of, watching TV, there is a lot of crud on TV, and we want to add to that crud. We hope our shows, all of our shows have a message, whether they're reality, game shows, dramas. People can watch them, and we like to think they're going to get something out of watching them.
And will we see you on these shows?
A couple of shows. I'd be stupid not to have a company and put myself on a few shows.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
We've been up and running for 3 months. We've already been into every network, got great relationships now with casting and network execs. We've been out filming a lot of our own little sizzle reels, so we don't just take in a piece of paper with a synopsis. We actually take in a 10-minute segment of a show with talent, and it's cost a fortune.
We got it.
I'm running out of money.
We're running out of time.
We are running out of time, so
we're
going
to have you back
during the break.
And we will be back on the other side with more My Fix It Up Live.
On the park we swear.
more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and I am very excited to have listened to that interview.
Yeah, I wish I got a chance to hear it, but I'm too busy. I'm too busy.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Because, you know, we get to talk to all these fabulous people like Ed Sanders, and we're in the moment and everything, and it's like a regular conversation you have with your friends, and it's just so nice to enjoy it, too.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, he's great.
He is great. You know what else is great? Giving away the $700 Hyde Tools prize pack, and I want to read what the person wrote in who won.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
We are in the process of buying a house, and I'm really going to need to pressure wash it to get the green off. And I like that he says the green off, because that's kind of cool. And it's Justin from Arkansas. Juan, congratulations. I am psyched for you. And if you're interested in finding out what else is up for grabs, go to free stuff on myfixituplife.com or go on our Facebook page, because we just posted that we're giving away a Craftsman Turn Tight tractor.
Lawn tractor.
So you can enter to win starting right now. And you know what else you can do starting right now?
I do. Why don't you tell them?
Oh, we're going to be talking with Diane Corman from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Hey, Diane, are you with us?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for getting up early with us.
Well, you know, I only do it for you.
That is not true.
Oh.
You are just, you're your own universe of positive energy.
I try. Someone's got to do it in this world today, and I thank you for being part of the Positive Universe fan club with me.
Oh, yay.
Love it.
So, Positive Universe, Mother's Day special, tomorrow
yes.
night, 8 o'clock on ABC, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Tell us, what are we going to say?
Oh, guys, get your Kleenex boxes out. You know, mothers come in all shapes and sizes, and they all are so special. Happy Mother's Day, Teresa, in advance.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
But this episode is so cool. There is a little family of three girls, and so sadly, they lost both of their parents. And they had nowhere to go. They were about to be taken into the foster system and separated. And so the person who stepped up to take them in was the volleyball coach.
What?
At the high school. The
no.
volleyball coach. And so she became not only their guardian, but now is their mom. And we were so inspired by it that we decided to save it for Mother's Day. We made it a Mother's Day special. And on the show, Michael Maloney and Jillian Harris get to be surprised by their moms. We actually pulled one off on the designers and flew their moms in without them knowing,
and
they got to work with their moms all week long.
That
How cute is that?
That is so cool. That is
Yay.
So awesome.
Totally neat.
And we were saying earlier in the show, too, that we were going to talk to Jillian today, but she's actually going to visit her mom, and with the flight schedule and the time zones, it just, our live show just, it wasn't compatible at the last second, so.
That's right. Jillian is a very special person. Mm-hmm. You have never met a bigger ball of energy in such a small little package.
Now, is she more competitive, like Ty Pennington? Like, he's out of his mind, too. So.
Oh, gosh,
the two of those together?
She means that only in the kindest way.
Oh, yeah, out of his mind,
yes.
Like, high energy. So, like.
The only way that you can do 8 years on a show like this where you work 20 hours a day is if you're in tune with your energy. And, you know, Ty Pennington's secret recipe, of course, are peanuts and a Coke. But, you know, I didn't tell you that, right?
I'm going to try that. I'm going to definitely try that. Because sometimes, you know, we live a pretty busy life. Not as busy as his, of course.
Those are two very efficient energy delivery vehicles.
Yeah.
Sugar, caffeine, and protein.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Very important. Right. I don't know, Mark. I don't know if you're going to allow chemicals into your body. I know you're kind of into fitness.
He doesn't. He really doesn't do any kind of soda or anything like that.
And it's not because I'm like wildly principled about my diet. It's just that I try to eat healthy, but soda and stuff doesn't agree with me, and I go into these, like, crippling carbo comas.
Like, he passes out if he has, like, too much sugar.
Nice. You finally found a way to shut him up.
Yes, I know. Hey, honey, you want some ice cream? And there you go. He's on the couch drooling within an hour.
Yeah, but the problem is the ramp up. The other side of it is I double talk.
Yeah, it's an intense hour before he passes out, but then it's quiet. So it's good.
Sounds very dangerous. So, Teresa, what are your Mother's Day plans?
Well, I'm actually going to visit my mom.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm taking our son to go visit our mom so that my husband can spend some time working at our house.
Ooh, that sounds great.
It does sound great. Yeah, it is really awesome.
Yeah,
it's a true win-win. Well, I found the nicest grandma's card ever at Hallmark that I just wanted to share with you. It asks the question, why do you suppose grandmas are always so nice?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, because only the nicest moms are promoted to grandmas.
Oh, that is so good.
It was so cute that I bought it for my grandma, and then I realized my mom would be jealous, so I bought it for my mom from my son, and then I bought it for my mother-in-law, too. So all three of them have the same card.
You know,
I'm
going
to look for that card.
Yeah, and you know you've hit a home run with the message in the card when you buy three of them.
That's right. It's a Winnie the Pooh card, which is always my favorite.
Oh, I will look for that at home. Hallmark,
that's
definitely.
Nice. Yes. And
okay. Not endorsed by Hallmark, just truly
a fan. I want to know, do you know where you're going to be next when the next season starts? Have you found out, or have you discovered, or can you reveal what locations or what states you're going to be at?
Well, gosh, what a question.
Because I want you to come out to Philadelphia.
Yeah, or do you even
know
yet?
Can we just write in, like a writing candidate, like we can just write it in on the ballots and say, come to Philadelphia so we can help?
I will say this. The key is, number one, the family. And right now we're taking family submissions all across the country. We get somewhere between 100 and 1,000 a week. And so it is very difficult to read through all the letters. But if you know of a family in Philly that is deserving of a makeover, that is on the edge of their rope, but still finds a way to give back and make a difference, I mean, they should be nominated. That is the bottom line. And certainly, if you have a deserving family that you think should be on the show, you can go to abc.com and download the application. You can nominate yourself or you can nominate another family. And we will take 25 families this year and help them. And I wish we could do more because you can just imagine the letters that come in.
Oh, my goodness.
But the number one thing is get it in as soon as possible. If you have pictures of your family in your house, that helps.
Wow.
And eventually we'll have you make a video. But for the first part of the process, just tell us your story and why you need a makeover.
Well,
we'll take it from there.
You just told all of Philadelphia right now.
Yay! We love Philly. The city of brotherly love.
So go to abc.com and fill out the online form because we want to come and help too. We want to be able to volunteer and spend the whole week helping too.
Jamming on it. Yeah. An experience of a lifetime to be part of what you do, to be able to help someone who really deserves it.
I'm thinking Philly would be your top choice, but you'd probably go anywhere within the state, right?
We definitely would. We'd go Delaware.
You know, like if I called you and gave you a heads up that there was one coming somewhere in your area, like
yes.
You'd jump in a car and you'd be there.
Oh, yeah, we definitely would.
You'd record your show live on the set, and you'd bring your tools and get to work when you're not on the air. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and we would force feed you peanuts and a Coke, and all would be good.
Especially if we can bring Grandma so she can watch the kids, too.
That's right.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
See, the plan is complete.
I know. That would be really fun. So maybe not Philadelphia. Go somewhere really, like, warm that we can go, like South Beach or... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You know, we just got a letter from a family that lived on Cape Cod.
Oh, that's where Mark's from.
My hometown.
And for you look at it and you think, like, ooh, wouldn't it be fun to build there? But the truth is, in places where it's really nice, I hate to say this, but they just really don't need us as much. Because yes. The answer can't be, my house doesn't work, and I don't really want to sell it. It has to be, my house doesn't work, I have no options, I can't sell it, can you please help? So, you know, not to say those families don't exist, but, you know, it's a much harder sell when you're asking people to donate their time and give up their resources, you know, to come out and help somebody. It's got to be someone who really needs it.
Well, so Diane, we would actually go anywhere to build with Extreme Makeover Home Edition. We would definitely make it happen. And go to myfixitoplife.com and check out the Craftsman Turntight Tractor that is up for grabs right now. And
giving
the playset.
Real
Wood, Real Fun playset that we're giving away, too.
And join us for another rousing episode.
Well, of My Fix It Up Life next week. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter and check out Facebook and watch our videos on YouTube. Check out our podcasts on iTunes.
Yeah. And join us for more My Fix It Up Life.
Face looking back at me, it might be an idle conversation piece, it might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be the first date on a city street, it might be a kiss that brings me to my knees, it might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple love of you. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want without you? You might be kids running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we